It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you, Southern Iowa, on this surprise. Another morning of rain here in the heartland. Beautiful green, but lots of rain coming our way. And unfortunately, I think our weather forecast looks hot and steamy. We got a lot to talk about here this morning about in the sports world. But we got to first start out Scotty Fry, who's the maestro behind the mic. He is the producer of this show. And Scotty, doggone it, buddy, we cannot get out of this pattern of rain and weather.
We cannot, Jason. We actually do have a flash flood warning for Western Davis County, Wayne County, Southeastern Lucas County, Southwestern Monroe County, and Appanoose County. 3 to 3.5 inches of rain have already fallen in that area, and there's storms that are going to be moving in the area with more heavy rain.
Good stuff. The weather forecast kind of looked like a summer forecast when I looked at it earlier in the week with the 90-degree weather forecast. I think we're going to get some of that. So this rain that we're getting now is going to turn into that sauna, that steam room later on this afternoon, I think.
I believe so. And parts of the looking at the areas that are going to be impacted, it looks like down by Lake Rathbun, mostly in Appanoose County, Centerville Court, and Lake Sundown, Moravia. So people who are visiting the lake, be mindful of some of the areas you may not be familiar with. Don't drive through the water. Turn around. Don't drown.
Well, if you're out today and you if you're down at the lake and you need a little reprieve from the rain and the water, get up here to the Monroe County, up here in Monroe County. We can show you off our beautiful historic square. Really, Norman Rockwell, as I say it every week, couldn't have taken a paintbrush and painted anything prettier than what I'm looking at right now. Even with the rain coming down, it's a steady rain here from the KIC studios high above the Albia Square in this Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. Lots to talk about in the sports world. We're going to start things off this morning with a little talk about some football. Former NFL football star Joe Jackson is going to join us. He's going to be in town next weekend, and that's going to be a lot of fun and a great opportunity for people to get to look at the life of a NFL star. He was a member of the Purple People Eaters, so some of you who've been around a little while would know and recognize that. He played for the Vikings, played in the Super Bowl, and had an accomplished career, but he actually moved his life into a different direction. Became a minister, and we're going to talk about the impacts that football has had on his life. All the things that are facing football right now that you hear about with the concussions, and really as a guy who loves the game of football, and as a leader here on Friday nights, bringing you live high school football action. Football's come under attack a little bit, and there are some safety issues that have to be addressed and continue to be addressed, but the overall experience that a young man can get from playing the game of football, sports in general, and that's one of the things that we're passionate about here, is not just the games, not just the wins, the losses, the runs, the points, but the experiences our kids get by playing and being a part of team sports. And so we're going to talk with Joe Jackson, a former NFL star, here at the top of the hour. And also Darren Fish is going to stop by. And with all the rain, these golf courses have really greened up. And we're going to talk with him about the play down at Honey Creek State Park. And if you're in the area, then you'll have a chance to get out in there and play one of the best golf courses potentially in the state, in the Midwest. Lots to talk about. We're going to have a chance to talk with Coach Rod Ashman as well, and we're going to talk about their upcoming play and the Blue Demons. So lots to talk about, including the weather, and we'll keep you posted right here. You're listening to your Sports Leader KIC on your Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Can Considering a move? Now is the perfect time to buy or refinance a new home. And Community First Credit Union is where you'll find big savings. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on any primary home mortgage loans. That's a value of up to $400. We're ready to help you get pre-approved today by applying online at c1stcu.com or visit one of our 16 locations. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
H&S Feed and Country Store wants to know, how are you going to keep your drink cold this summer? H&S Feed and Country Store has Yeti Rambler tumblers in 20 or 30 ounce. These stainless steel tumblers have double wall vacuum insulation that maintains ice twice as long and works just as great with hot drinks. Yeti tumblers are topped off with an easy to clean shatterproof lid. H&S Feed and Country Store on the west side of Oskaloosa, your Yeti dealer.
For great bistro and barbecue, head for Louis on the Lake at Rathbun Lake Marinas. They have daily and nightly specials, plus specialty pizzas, steak, seafood, burgers, and appetizers. That's Louis Lakeside Barbecue Bistro.
Protect your family with Kidde products from Menards. All stock direct wire smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors by Kidde are on sale. A Kidde direct wire smoke alarm with integrated hush button is only $9.99 each. A Lifesaver carbon monoxide detector that interconnects with other Kidde alarms is on sale, just $24.99 each. Both feature a quick connect power harness. Keep safe with savings from Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Going to the phone lines and grabbing up with Joe Jackson, a former NFL star, and going to be in our neighborhood a week from today, and looking forward to having him here in town. And he's a busy man. Joe, welcome to the Coach's Corner. And first off, you know, a guy like you, you got a busy schedule. You're hopping all over the U.S. Where do you find yourself this morning when we have this conversation?
Well, right now I'm in Danbury, Connecticut, on the eve of the Joe Namath football camp. That starts actually Sunday through Thursday. And this guy's been doing that for about 45 years. So getting excited for that event as well.
Well, you know, you've played with some amazing talents. You yourself, with a 9-year career in the NFL, the experience of playing in the NFL, something that every kid dreams about. But talk to us a little bit about that experience, and you know, how that has impacted your life. And then I want to turn the conversation to where, you know, I think football can play such a bigger part in a person's life, more than just a game and something that we clap and cheer for.
Well, you know, it sure can. I grew up in Cincinnati, Ohio, with, I guess, not a whole lot of options in terms of what are we going to do in life, you know, after you finish high school. And I mean, it was a dream even to think about college. And yeah, it was my dream to play in the National Football League. Didn't know if I was going to make it. Didn't even know if I was going to get out of the ghetto alive, but I thank God for, you know, my dad was always there. He never missed a game. He was always on the sidelines, and he was always encouraging me, and I went to the same high school that he played high school football in, and so it was something that motivated me to make some positive choices and to fulfill a dream.
Your 9-year career, I think you were part of the Purple People Eater, and with a lot of Viking fans in the area. Talk about those experiences. What was it like playing? You know, and the game back then. You know, all the safety issues that go on today with football. There really wasn't that much concern about safety for some of the athletes. But talk about that experience.
Well, number one, playing defensive end, I looked at great defenses. You know, back then it was the Fierce and Foursome. Dallas had a great defensive line, and the Giants did as well. And but the Vikings, I don't know, they were just so intriguing for me to see Carl Eller, about 6'7", 6'8", and Larson and Alan Page and Jim Marshall. When I got to the Vikings, Jim Marshall was 40 years old, and he had never missed a game. He played in over 300 consecutive games. Is should be in the Hall of Fame. So it was just an honor to go from the Jets to be with a guy named Joe Namath, who was a great offensive personality and persona, but then to really line up against guys that I really admired and wanted to be like. From a defensive perspective,
The guys on from a fan's standpoint, you watch the games. You see in today's world, you see a lot of taunting and a lot of guys getting each other's grills. But was there camaraderie? You know, you guys going down in the trenches and you really battle it out. But was there a respect for each other on the field? You know, from the opponent's standpoint and the battle that went on the field. Talk about the relationships maybe you developed with your opponent and the other former players.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there was certainly a mutual respect for the guys that you played against. You know, they were your opponents, but the fraternity that football provides is just unlike any other. I mean, I see these guys every now and then. It's just like your brothers. You're sort of on the same level. You're hobbling around. You've had your knees replaced. You can barely walk. And you just talk about the experiences that you had, and they were so important because you get a window. And once your window's closed, it's closed forever. And that's why it's so special. And it's always good to relate to guys and to have fellowship. And forever, these guys will be your teammates.
Well, you know, Joe, the experience that you've had in the NFL, and like you said, it's a very short stint for even people who have long careers, and making that adjustment in life and moving on to the next place. And you know, I think that that oftentimes gets lost in the game of football today is the physicalness that you see in the injuries, particularly right now. The football is really under attack for, you know, the concussions and the injuries. But what can be taught to a young person through the game of football? I don't think there's any better classroom than teaching a kid that after you get knocked down to get back up, to be a great teammate, to have responsibility and to have character. Really, those are important attributes that very few venues that you get to teach young men. And I know that and we're going to talk about the next phase of your life and the one I think you're the most proud of, and that's your Christian walk. But talk about the classroom that is football.
Well, you know, I had a defensive lineman coach named Buddy Ryan. And Buddy, after practice, would have us do these ups and downs, you know, for cardio. I hated ups and downs. I would have done grass drills, duck walks, stadium stairs, and ups and downs. They were just brutal, ups and downs. Well, Coach Ryan got sent to the Vikings. He took the job with the Vikings. I said, all right, praise the Lord. You're going to miss a great coach, but I won't miss those ups and downs. Well, of course, that was short-lived because he took me with him, ups and downs. And in life, obviously, there are ups and downs. And some things are taught in life, and you get a hold of them right away, and you understand them. But other things are taught in life. And that's what ups and downs were. I mean, life can be brutal sometimes, but you know that you can persevere and you can overcome and you can finish strong. And that's just one of the lessons I've learned from football in terms of perseverance, being a prisoner of a dream, focusing and just staying with it, and not let discouragement overcome and circumvent your goals and your dreams.
Well, oftentimes, Joe, I hear you know, the athletes and coaches, and having a guy that coaches football and obviously broadcasts and follows the game intently. You know, I hear a lot about kids wanting to work on the development of their body, the weightlifting, the training, you know, the different workouts. But I'll tell you, one of the things I have found, and I know you know this to be true, is that my hands only do what my mind tells it to do, and my mind only does the things that my heart compels it to think. And so we're so concerned sometimes with the outside of our bodies and the way our hands are quickly moving. But if we can win the inside, man, we can get our hands to do what God gives us to do our best ability. And I know that's what you really, your life changed. You found something on the inside that changed your life, and now I know that you've made it your life work to share that with other people.
Well, you know, I'm the least person that you'd ever think would be motivational speaker, evangelist, preacher, because I have such a fear of public speaking. And it's just a miracle for the Lord to really bring me to a point where I could feel confident to speak to someone, and without fear, without being nervous, and just, you know, to be confident. And I just am so grateful for football. I thank God for that. But I think football was used as a platform, and man, I haven't played in almost 30 years, so it's been a long time. But yet still, you carry the NFL with you. That's a tremendous badge, and I'm honored and privileged that I was able to do that for so many years. But the point I'm trying to make is that God has given me an opportunity to share the most important thing that's ever happened to me, and that's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And it's amazing, so many athletes that are, you don't hear about guys like Jared Allen, who is just a committed Christian, loves the Lord, and you know, so it's great to see you guys with something else, something more important than what they do between the lines.
You know, it's interesting to hear you, Joe, talk about, you know, to look at a guy like you who's, you know, you really, God gave you lots of physical attributes, and you're a big, strong man, and yet to talk about, you know, having that insecurity to speak in front of other people. And oftentimes we look at people and we measure them up by how tall and big they are, but we seem to all be struggling with the same things on the inside.
Yeah, we do. It's everybody's got something that they need to overcome or to work on, and you know, it's no big deal for me to say that. Yeah, I had some real insecurities in my life, and I didn't really think that I was really that much, and yet God really used me and gave me encouragement that yes, Joe, you do have value, you are important, and you can make a difference in life. And what I try to tell kids today is that you're destined for greatness, and not only greatness, but for God's greatness, because he's got a phenomenal plan for your life, and you've got value. And that's the message that I try to convey in high schools and junior highs as well.
Well, you're coming this way, Joe. We're excited to get you to Albia. You're going to be coming to Albia next Saturday night, and we're thrilled to get you here in town. And you're going to have a busy schedule. But you're at the Joe Namath Kimmick Clinic this weekend. Tell us a little bit about that and how you're connected with it and what's going on out there.
Yeah, well, we have a camp that starts, like I said, Sunday, and we'll have probably about 300 guys. This is the 46th year that they've done this camp. And it's a full contact camp, ages from probably about 8 till high school. And like I said, it's full contact. And even Paul Schaefer's son participated in the camp, the guy from the David Letterman show. And so you have all types of players here, and you have pros that are current, and then you have guys that have played 20, 30 years ago.
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to get you here, Joe. To those who are hearing our voice and looking to come and hear you speak next Saturday night at the River Life Church here in Albia, tell us a little bit about you know what we can expect to hear from you. What are those things that you're looking to help share with us and our kids and so many lessons that we can learn by your experiences and your Christian walk and the places you've been.
Well, like I said, you know, the message that I try to bring is that you've got value and there's purpose for your life. It'll be evangelical as well, and because I gave my life to the Lord, I was 18 years old, and I thought I had life all figured out, but man, I was totally wrong, and I knew that God loved me and had a great plan for my life, and really, that's the greatest message that I believe that people need to hear, because they're looking for purpose and they're looking for meaning in life, and I believe that Jesus Christ can give that.
Well, Joe, we're looking forward to seeing you next Saturday night here in Albia, and safe travels to get here, and enjoy your weekend. I'll encourage anybody to come and be a part of next Saturday night, the River Life Family Worship Center, and it'll be a great experience to meet a former NFL star, a guy who's battling the trenches but is winning in life, and he found out the things inside of him mean more and can do more for you than all the physical attributes. And Joe, we're looking forward to seeing you.
Still battling.
Well, brother, hey, we're going to look forward to seeing you next Saturday night. Have a great weekend, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
God bless you. See you later.
Former NFL star Joe Jackson. Boy, I'll tell you what, folks. 9 years in the NFL. This is a guy that has played with some of the greats, Carl Eller, Alan Page, Warren Moon, John Riggins, among others. Joe Namath, are you kidding me? He played for Buddy Ryan. I can't wait to actually get to meet this guy. He's such an on fire guy, a guy that is passionate about life, about giving back, and he's doing a great job. He's going to come to our community next Saturday night, the River Life Worship Center, just east of Albia on Old 34 as you go past the Country Club, and that is going to be a great time. We'll get more information out to you. We're going to take a quick time out, come back, and continue our conversation. We're going to move along. Darren Fitch is going to stop by. We're going to talk a little bit of golf here and also talk some baseball when we come back. Back to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Go ahead and have some fun. Go to the Keokuk County Fair. Today's events include a 5K run and mile run walk. At 6:30 tonight, there are figure eight races. And be a kid or take the kids to experience the D&B Carnival. Come back again tomorrow for the finest harness horse racing in Iowa for a total purse of $125,000. Go ahead, have a little fun at the Keokuk County Fair in Whatcher, Iowa.
Is your old dishwasher too loud and not getting those dirty dishes clean? Whirlpool dishwashers are now quieter than ever. Equipped with Quiet Partner innovations and sound-reducing insulation, you can run the dishwasher without interfering with your daily routine. Now available with sensor cycle technology, your kitchen cleanup is much easier because it eliminates the need to pre-wash dishes. Automatically selecting the right wash and dry settings every load, Whirlpool dishwashers clean tough foods 35% better while using just the right amount of time, energy, and water. Additional interior capacity coupled with a redesigned silverware basket gives you maximum flexibility when loading and unloading dishes. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family owned and operated since 1960, and they've got a lot of great brands you can take advantage of, like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion England, and many, many more.
Community First Credit Union is your destination for a low-rate auto loan. If you're paying more than 1.99% APR, bring your vehicle loan to us at CFirst. For a limited time only, refinance with us and we'll give you up to 1% APR off your current rate. Plus, get up to $100 cash for bringing your loan to CFirst. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by your local branch or go to c1stcu.com today. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll-free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company in Albia is in need of your trade-ins.
That's right. Dewey Motor Company is paying top dollar for your trade-ins. Now's the perfect time to trade in your vehicle and get into a new one.
Plus, all new vehicles are tagged with the lowest price possible.
If you're thinking about a new vehicle and want to snag the best deal around, save some cold, hard cash and get the best trade-in for yours, get to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your local Chevy and Buick dealer one block south of the Albia Square. Visit DUEAMotor.com.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Busy week ahead of us here. Going to get into baseball playoffs, and they're starting today. Actually, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont's going to be in action today. If the weather holds off, we're going to have a pretty darn busy schedule. As Albia's going to host the district playoffs here in Albia. And again, tonight at 7 o'clock, it's going to be Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. PCM going to go at it at the old Ball Diamond. And then at 5 o'clock this afternoon, Pella Christian and Central Decatur will be playing. And the winner of that ball game will take on the Blue Demons on the 14th at 7 o'clock right here in Albia. So district play is going to be in our backyard. The winner of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont and the PCM game, that will they will take on Davis County, who got the bye. And so looking for a showdown maybe on the 18th next Saturday would be the district finals. And looked like could be a South Central Conference final there. So looking forward to bringing that those ball games as well. I've got the man who's on the run. Darren Fisher's in the house. And not only is he a golf pro, he's a golf coach. But you wear lots of hats, and I know how involved you are in the youth sports around the area. But so you got to just keep putting a different hat on, just probably by the minute.
I do. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, buddy, you know, looking outside, it's really green outside, which is a good thing for a golf course. But you know, it can be a struggle. I suppose from a course perspective, you may want to be on a little more on the heavy side with the rain than have to fight the dry weather and dead lawns. But I don't know, it's pretty soggy out there.
Yeah, it's a catch 22. You know, a few years back we went 6 weeks without rain and my water bill was through the roof, but we kept play going around the course because, you know, when it's not raining people can play. You know, the golf course looks great now because it's green, but I can't put anybody out there. So
yeah, geez, it's just it becomes a real challenge.
It does.
You know, the course, you're a pro for one of the prettiest courses and what could arguably be in the Midwest, and you're getting lots of recognition. The course is, and you're getting a lot of people from all over the place coming down to play on the course.
Yeah, my wife and I went out to the resort last Sunday just to enjoy some time with the kids, and in the parking lot, the last six cars were six different states: Michigan, New Jersey, Maryland. People just come from all over to come vacation here, and you know, unfortunately, it's taken some time to get the word out on what we have here in South Central Iowa. I mean, it's just a hidden gem. More and more people play every year. You know, the resort is, you know, I had to make reservations for next July in the cottages this previous February.
Wow, that yeah. you know some of the storylines that were written early on when the resort was built, you know, weren't necessarily that flattering, but it's starting to show it's standing on its own. You know?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, we've made money each of the last 5 years down there. We operate on our own. I know there's been some controversy in the papers in regards to certain things, but you know, with that all cleared up now, you shouldn't hear anything negative about us down there. It should be all positive. And you know, there was a great piece on WHO a few days ago where they came down and did a great piece for their 5 o'clock show. And if you haven't seen it, you can go to my Facebook page and grab it off of there. And it's great. And people see, you know, what we have to offer. It not necessarily the resort, but just this area in general. You know, it's just a great thing for Albia, for Centerville, for any town in this area that's going to draw business to the area too. So,
and a guy likes golf. It's a real man. It's a beautiful course to be the golf pro for. Talk about the life of a golf pro.
Busy, you know. You know, my wife would be the first one to tell anyone that you know, I'm not home a lot in the summertime when the kids are home in the summertime when we have time to do things. But you know, that's just our bread and butter time. And, you know, then, you know, of course, I like to compete playing golf, so that takes me away a little bit more. But, excuse me, I wouldn't trade it. I had an opportunity, you know, 8-10 years ago to with some investors to go back out and try to play professionally again. And, you know, I know that Jenny and I made the right decision. I mean, look where it landed us. You know, we didn't know exactly where we'd be. And, you know, this thing was basically dropped right in our laps to come down here and open this facility and be part of this community. And I know that both of us agree we wouldn't turn back for anything. So
playing competitively, you know, what's that like to you know, you're going out and you, you know, besides playing for a quarter a hole, that's I won't go any further than that because that's all my pocketbook will hold. But, you know, when you're playing a game that you love and you're playing it, and, you know, and there's like green involved where you could actually win something. And, you know, that every stroke could make the difference in a little bit larger check.
Yeah, it's stressful. I mean, it takes golf stress to a whole different level. When you're playing for your paycheck, when you're playing for your ability to pay the rent and have food on the table for your kids, it takes it to a completely different level. And you have to learn to embrace that. And unfortunately, early in my career, I chased the dollar signs rather than just play, because there's a million kids out there that have great swings. I mean, and it's the mentality and being able to mentally focus on what you're trying to do. And I struggled with that. You know, the funny thing is that I always tell people I didn't get great until I had kids, learned what, you know, the real pressures of life are all about, and to be able to put golf in perspective, that, you know, that 10-footer for birdie isn't really that important. It's important, but, you know, it has, you know, it doesn't even compare to, you know, the pressures of life and, you know, just everything that goes on in that arena. And after I was able to put that in perspective, then, you know, I started playing better in tournaments. You know, I think I've been pretty successful on the Iowa section, you know, PGA level.
Well, you've been really successful there, but, you know, and then becoming a coach, you know, I think sometimes becoming a coach will help help you see things. When you start to have to communicate to somebody else, I think they can have as much of an impact on you personally as it does on the people you're trying to teach.
Yeah, you know, I started coaching the Moravia golf teams in 2009, and, you know, I thought I would just be able to barge right in there. And, you know, I've taught golf for 15 years, but it's a new challenge. I mean, you have to learn to communicate in a way that those kids can understand some of the terminology when they're coming to the game brand new. They don't know what I'm talking about. So you have to be able to communicate that and have the patience to let them absorb that and grow. And it's not going to be growth like I feel like growth should be. It's going to be growth on their timeline. And, you know, kids are busy nowadays. So, you know, I can't take a kid and tell him that he needs to practice 45 days straight when he's got baseball practice and soccer practice and all everything else. So that was a challenge for me, too, is to be able to share time with those kids and with other sports. But, you know, I wouldn't give it back. I've had such a good time coaching those teams, and now I have a team that they're all freshmen and sophomores this last season, and we actually did a very good job of growing from the start of the season to the end of the season. And boy, I think they can be ultra competitive next year and the year to follow.
Well, when your home course is as good as it is, but, I mean, I don't know. There's very few teams that have as good of a course to go out and practice on and to get to play on to sharpen their skills. And I think that's one of the beauties about the course is that it really does offer so many different challenges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kids get to hit every club in their bag at every opportunity. And that's what I love about the facility. You know, it's beautiful. It's great to play. The staff is great. When you play the facility, when you play the golf course, you use every club in your bag. From every par three is set up to use a different iron. There's different things set up on the golf course to where you have to think a shot ahead, you know, so that you're not dumping it into a bunker and making the second shot harder. You need to lay back. And that's what I try to teach the kids the most when they're green is strategy. You know, they don't need to be able to hit it 300 yards. If they can hit it 150 yards, but put themselves, I always tell the kids, your best shot is where your next shot isn't being impeded by weeds or sand or water. If you can walk up to it, find it, and hit it, you've been successful.
I think one of the keys for me is walking up to it and finding it. That has been a real challenge. You know, I'm playing my opponents are playing the game of chess, and when I'm playing golf, and I'm doing tic-tac-toe in my head. You know, I'm trying to get up there, and I got a 3-0 fastball I'm looking at, and I'm trying to hit it out of the park. You know, I'm not a very good student of the game.
Right. These kids that I have coming up now, and not to discount the kids that I've had, because they've been great, and they've built the foundation for the program. They're all athletes, good athletes in other sports, so they've kind of gotten the theory of strategy, and that they can't just barge right in there and take it over. I had two lessons this past season with kids on my high school team at 7 a.m. before school. So it shows a good level of dedication that they want to learn. They're constantly asking me questions about things like that, and I try to play with them so that they can see how I manage the course. And I'm excited.
Well, you do some obviously you're doing this high school coaching. You give some lessons down there for adults looking for some help as a golf pro. I'm sure everyone's coming in asking you, well, you know, what ball, what club? Because you guys have a clubhouse there where you can sell them the clubs and balls and whatever they need to play the game. But lessons to adults and how's that go?
Yeah, you know, I'm very proud of the fact that we've won PGA Merchandiser of the Year for resort courses 3 of the past 5 years. Excuse me. So we have everything under the sun for a golfer, but we do try to serve the golfer as best we can. We do a lot of club fitting. You know, your swing and my swing are a little different. So we try to fit the clubs. It's not always the arrow, you know, or the Indian. It sometimes is your set. They're just not right for you. And that will lead to poor shots and frustration with the game. So we try to pull those people in and kind of focus on that and say, you know, our swings are different. We need to make that club different so that it fits you. Obviously, there's some instruction involved. You know, if there needs to be some changes, then we step in as professionals and do that. But I think people are really amazed. I have a loft and lie machine right in the golf shop so people can see what I'm doing. So, you know, somebody came in yesterday and said, somebody told me that my wedge was way too upright and I'm pulling it. Well, I said, well, let's just make it a little flatter. And I just stick it in that loft and lie machine, bend it flat, and he goes out and hits it just nice. So
you just need to follow me around. Of course, yeah. I made make you so frustrated that, you know, you decided to give up the game, period. But one of the things I wanted to talk with you about, you know, you have different tournaments going on down at the resort, and you know, Mary Sauter as a real friend of ours does a tremendous job for the kids and for families in the community, and I know there's a tournament going on for her, and it sounds like you're starting to get a lot of teams. You might be getting close to full.
Yeah, we are full.
We had to turn
groups away because we just can't take on the load. But you know what that project is all about, the Pay It Forward project and her charity and. Yeah, I had heard about it a little bit, and then as a Rotary group, we took a tour of her deal, and I was just blown away. And I told her, I said, you have got to let me help you. I mean, this is just an incredible amount of, I mean, humility for me to see how much she does on a completely volunteer basis for the community. And I asked her, I said, I tell you what, if you just let me put your name on it, I'll do the rest.
And well, you've got it sponsored full, teams full, and so it's going to be a great tournament for to raise money for her project. But it's going to be a great day for the teams to get out there and play, and for sponsors. I'll tell you what, of a golf tournament, you know, with the technology you guys have down there, they get pimped really well. So they get their bang for their buck.
Yeah, it's just not a cardboard sign on the, you know, on the tee box. We put it on the GPS, and then it stays on the GPS unit while you play that particular hole. So it looks nice, and you know, Mary's done a great job. She dropped off the raffle gifts that she and Barb had picked up throughout the last 3 weeks. And it almost completely consumed the east side of my golf shop. I mean, there are so many things that, you know, I would venture to say that she wouldn't care. And I know that I don't care if anybody just wants to come out and enjoy the day and buy some raffle tickets and get some of that stuff that she's picked up. It's all going to go back to her. It's all going to go back to support that program. And you know, once you've had somebody or you know somebody who's been touched by this program, that's when you completely understand how valuable it is. So.
Well, buddy, I appreciate you stepping up, and you guys, I know it's going to raise a lot of money for the Pay It Forward. Going to be a great time for all the golfers and the sponsors. Talk about the course real quick. You know, it is raining. It makes it a little bit of a challenge to get the carts out, but you guys be up and going this afternoon?
I think we've pushed things back maybe to about 11:30 to see what the weather's going to do. But the course drains really nicely. The course is in good shape, so it allows us to be able to drive around a little bit more than maybe other places. We'll have people rolling this afternoon. I know we've got a lot of resort guests that are staying at the hotel that have just pushed their stuff back to this afternoon. So we'll be up and going. We'll have some spots early in the morning if people want to come out and play in between 7 and 8 o'clock. And then, of course, we've got 112 players stacked up for Mary's event tomorrow.
Wow, tremendous. Mm-hmm. Talk about getting on the course. When's some good times to come out and if you know you're in the area, and if you're in the area, you need to come out and play this course.
Yeah, you know, the best way is call the golf shop just to make sure that we don't have an event, but generally speaking, Sunday afternoons are great to play. I mean, obviously not this coming Sunday, but Sunday afternoons, if you've got yourself and family that you want to come out and play, Sunday afternoons are great. And any time in the morning, we run an AM promo. So, you know, if you're affected by, you know, the green fee that is our highest peak green fee, which would be a Saturday when everybody wants to play, you know, you can play Monday through Thursday for $39. And I've got a special out on golfnow.com that you can actually do it for $29 if you go through that third party. So we try to make it so that people can, you know, they can, whatever their situation is, they can come out and enjoy the golf course.
Well, you talk about a beautiful course, and you know, you fit me up with my clubs and my shoes, and so when I go out, I look really good. That's where it stops. But but hey, thanks so much. Appreciate you coming by. And
no, you're welcome.
It's a hidden gem right here in Southern Iowa. Not so hidden anymore though. As you said, when you go down to the parking lot and you see the different plates from the different states, you know it's no longer a hidden gem, but maybe sometimes forgotten when it's in your backyard.
Yeah. I mean, I try to get to the local client as much as possible to give them every opportunity to make it out here, but we do get some great travel guests. So,
well, Coach, thanks for stopping by. Darren Fisher, golf pro, and I tell you what, he's got his the course is amazing. You stop in, and Darren will take some time and visit with you about the course, about your clubs, and what's going on tomorrow for Pay It Forward? That's first class, and appreciate his efforts in helping perpetuate what Mary Sauter's already doing. And so we're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come back. We're going to try to catch up with Rod Ashman if we can get to that before we get this hour in the books. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Consider Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center in Albia. If you're experiencing unsteadiness when walking, weakness in your arms and legs, or difficulty speaking and swallowing, Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center is a skilled nursing facility which offers many different outpatient rehabilitation services. Our highly trained professional staff offer physical, occupational, speech, as well as pain management therapy to help community members stay close to home. Prevent unsteadiness and weakness at home by inquiring at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Call 641-932-7105.
Hey farmers, if you're looking for quality net wrap at a great price, check out Sinclair Tractor in Centerville with the lowest price on Embraco wrap in the area. Sinclair Tractor works hard to keep you running when it matters most. Sinclair Tractor will provide you with the best service and the right parts when you need them. For more information, stop in or call Sinclair Tractor at 641-437-4100, 437-4100. That's Sinclair Tractor, the John Deere dealership striving to earn your business every day.
Choose Hammer Medical Supply for your mobility needs, including power chairs, scooters, and manual wheelchairs. Hammer Medical Supply can bring the equipment you need right to your home with free delivery, plus complete setup, patient instruction, and follow-up. Hammer even files your insurance paperwork for you. For service in Sheraton, call 641-774-4600. In Oskaloosa, call 800-395-5537. And in Ottumwa, call 641-684-6800.
Considering a move? Now is the perfect time to buy or refinance a new home. And Community First Credit Union is where you'll find big savings. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on any primary home mortgage loans. That's a value of up to $400. We're ready to help you get pre-approved today by applying online at c1stcu.com or visit one of our 16 locations. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
For great bistro and barbecue, head for Louis on the Lake at Rathbun Lake Marinas. They have daily and nightly specials, plus specialty pizzas, steak, seafood, burgers, and appetizers. That's Louis Lakeside Barbecue Bistro.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
So you want a performance pontoon? Well, the search is over with Manitou Pontoon Boats from Malone Motorsports in Monroe. Thanks to Manitou's new patented V-Tune technology, these pontoon boats are engineered to move like no other. It's one of the reasons Manitou is the only pontoon manufacturer to earn the honor of being a USA Waterski endorsed water sports boat. It's not a question of whether or not you can pull a skier, but how many skiers do you want to pull? Manitou offers nothing but superior quality, winning the National Marine Manufacturers Association CSI Award for customer satisfaction. Manitou, the first company ever to sweep all three categories and crush the competition in the McCainer pontoon barrel races, just did it again. Why did the other manufacturers even show up? See these amazing Manitou pontoons for yourself at Malone Motorsports in Monroe. You can also check them out online at malonemotorsports.net or call 888-MALONES and tell them you heard it on Thunder Country KIIC.
Come to H&S Feed and Country Store for your wild bird and squirrel supplies. We have added Niger and Hearts, Outdoor Finch, Cardinal Blend, and Bushytail Treat in addition to our other feeds for you to pick from. Our large supply of feeders will help make your backyard a haven for wild birds and squirrels. Stop by H&S Feed and Country Store on the west side of Oskaloosa and let our friendly staff serve you.
Go ahead and have some fun. Go to the Keokuk County Fair. Today's events include a 5K run and mile run walk. At 6:30 tonight, there are figure eight races. And be a kid or take the kids to experience the DMB Carnival. Come back again tomorrow for the finest harness horse racing in Iowa for a total purse of $125,000. Go ahead, have a little fun at the Keokuk County Fair in What's Your Iowa.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
You're ready for your steam bath. It's going to be this afternoon and tomorrow. With the rain today, it's still raining here on the north side of the Albia Square. But the temperature is going to get up in the 90s, Scotty. I think the steam bath is being put together right now.
I believe so. Temperature for tomorrow, I believe, is 94. Let me look here. Actually, 90 with a heat index value of 101, but on Monday, 94 is the high, and they don't have a heat index value yet.
Yeah, it's no longer measured at that point. Yeah. It's like the wind chill factor. When it gets below 50, you no longer keep track of it. Another edition of Coach Corner about in the books. It's Darren Fisher still here in the studio. We talking off the air, talking golf and kids sports. Darren is involved in a lot of the youth programs, and you got. I see your shirt. I love your shirt. You're coaching, helping coach with the Monroe County B All Stars and baseball, buddy. What is that on the front of the shirt?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. I think it's a cross between Tyler Madison and Madison Bumgardner.
I think so. It's a long-haired, bearded, mustached Monroe County All-Star on the front of the shirt. It's pretty cool looking. It's really intimidating, which is, you know, is the whole reason why you'd want to have a mustache when you're 10 years old or 12 years old.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Madison's the manager of the team.
He's the only one that can wear a mustache and make it not look intimidating. You know, he could have a Harley goatee and he would not make it look intimidating.
Right. You know, for those of you who know Mike,
Yeah.
He's got some great ideas and some wild and crazy ideas and you know, the shirt fits the team and what kind of fun we're going to have. And you know, I'm not near as qualified as some of the kids or some of the guys that volunteer their time all summer long for baseball, but I've certainly enjoyed the few weeks that I've been able to do this with the guys, and I love baseball and I know my fair share about baseball and being able to just whatever I can give to the kids in Wait, this.
You were on your way to Tumble this morning. That's when so the B All-Stars are in action today. Those games have been pushed back.
Yeah, everything's been pushed back till after lunch. Hopefully this rain gets out of there. And our first game this morning was supposed to be in the right around noon. So, you know, hopefully we can get some stuff in this afternoon. I know the kids are excited to play, and I'm excited to coach.
One of the best experiences I've ever had is coaching a Little League 10-year-old All-Stars and B All-Stars. And they do the everybody bats and open substitution and everyone's getting to play and it's one of my favorite things to be a part of and coach.
Yeah, you know, not to take anything away from the AL Star team, they've done a great job and they've got some great kids on that
Absolutely.
Team and you know, but the B All Star team gives you know the next set of kids maybe a chance to extend the season and get the experience that they need. That, not to say that they didn't get that experience during the season, but it just gives them an extra month to play
more
baseball.
A different experience, mm-hmm. you know, and like you said, a chance to play some more baseball and have some fun.
Yeah.
And that is the key ingredient. When you're talking about youth sports, that's a key ingredient, having fun.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, these kids, they come to practice, they're excited. You know, that's all as coaches that we can ask for. So,
well, go have fun, buddy. Be all stars, and hopefully you get some playing time today. And maybe if you guys behave yourselves, I'll try to get the A's and the B's up here and kind of get everybody together and talk a little baseball. I love getting the kids on for interviews. You never know what you're going to get. It's like talking to Mike Madison. You never know what you're going to get.
Right.
Well, that is a wild shirt. You're going to have to post that on Facebook or something, buddy, because I don't know what it is, but a bearded, long-haired MC on the cap. Yeah, I don't know. That's a Mike Madison piece right there. But all right, congratulations, Monroe County All Stars, the 11 and 12 year old All Stars on the girls softball team. Alex Beard, Abby Griffin, Jenna Lawrence, Abby Martin, Ella Spurgeon, Danica Workman, McKenna Jones, Emma Heffron, Eric Archibald, Haley Hyman, Peyton DeVries, Lexi McKim. They're playing right now up in. So they're into their state tournament, and we're going to wish them the very, very best of luck. And we'll keep track of them, coached by Mike Lawrence and Mike Beard and Craig Snyder. So congratulations to all of our local youths. And don't forget, coming your way this week, tonight, if the weather can hold on, Eddyville, Vicksburg, Fremont's going to be in action. And then on Tuesday night, the 14th, the Blue Demons will be playing their opening round of the state high school baseball tournament right here in Albia. Another Coach's Corner in the books. Have a great Saturday. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
Finances. Wimbledon winner. I'm John Trout. Finance ministers of the Eurozone say they need more.